Thoughts on Amos, Amos chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. Amos justifies his calling. You remember Amaziah, the priest, has challenged Amos, rebuked him, criticized him, mocked him. And now Amos answers Amaziah. You remember that Amaziah told him to get out, get back to Israel. Back to Judah. Go down south, he says. Earn your bread there. Don't come up here preaching. And this is what Amos says, verse 14. Amos answered Amaziah, I was neither a prophet nor a prophet's son, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore fig trees. That's what I was. I was nobody. I was just a farmer, a farm labourer perhaps, probably a farm labourer, a tender of flocks, a keeper of orchards, whatever it might have been. But Amos answers Amaziah with some straight home truths. I was no prophet. I wasn't even belonging to a prophet's family. But, and here's the key, but the Lord took me. He found me. He looked for me and found me. He found me with the flock. He found me in the desert. He found me in the orchard. And he spoke to me and he said, go prophesy to my people Israel. God took me. God came to me. It wasn't me planning it. I didn't scheme this. It wasn't Israel or Judah that asked me to be a prophet. It wasn't men who devised a scheme. It was God himself. I was not expecting it. I was not looking for it. But God came to me and he told me, you must go and you must prophesy to my people Israel. Now, I believe there's a very important principle here. Of course, this is the old covenant and of course it's prophets. I'm not saying we have such men today. I'm not saying that. And I know that every believer, as soon as they're converted, male or female, young or old, we're all given the responsibility and the duty and the privilege of being one of the priests of Christ. And the priesthood of all believers is a privilege and a responsibility that we must exercise. But I also believe there are men that God raises up to preach his word. In a public way, perhaps, in a more stated way. Well, I'm convinced of that as I see the New Testament and the New Covenant. Now, what makes a preacher? A college, of course. No. You can go to all the colleges in the world, of course, the conferences, of course, the institution, the association, the men. No. We want the Spirit, brother and sister. We want the Lord took me. The Lord called me, and I'm sure you can say that the Lord equipped him. That's what I see in the New Testament. Oh, there's plenty of commands, Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, Acts chapter 1, plenty of commands to go into all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. But with those commands, we are told, Christ told his disciples, and I'm sure it's still true, wait until the Spirit comes upon you. Wait until you have the power. Luke 24 and Acts chapter 1. All power is given unto me, says Christ. Go you therefore. Our power is not in ourselves. And Amos is telling Amaziah, God sent me. And we need God sent preachers. We need that. This is my justification, says Amos. I know all believers are ministers of the gospel in that sense. We need the Spirit to make us. But we need these Spirit-filled, God-sent men to preach his word with authority. God give us such. We've had too much of college-made men, conference-made men, association-made men. It's God-sent, God-Spirit-filling men. That's what we want, the power of God in the gospel. Then we might see some response. Then we might hear something. May God give us such men. Amen.